Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us on the internet. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm with my beautiful wife, Reverend Renee. And we're going to be discussing lesson 225. God is my Father, and His Son loves Him. Let's join together for a moment of silence, and we're going to take a good deep breath here now. And so we begin. God is my Father, and His Son loves Him. Father, I must return Your love for me. Forgiving and receiving are the same, and You have given all Your love to me. I must return it, for I want it mine in full awareness, blazing in my mind, and keeping it within its kindly light, inviolate, beloved, with fear behind and only peace ahead. How still the way Your loving Son is led along to You.
Brother, we find that stillness now. The way is open. Now we follow it in peace together. You have reached Your hand to me, and I will never leave You. We are one. And it is but this oneness that we seek as we accomplish these few final steps, which end a journey that was not begun. God is my Father, and His Son loves Him.
Let's join together again for a moment of silence. Take a good deep breath. God is my Father, and His Son loves Him. So He says that we are close. Just a few final steps which end a journey that is not begun. A journey into illusion, a tiny mad idea, a sleeping self made up out of imagination, a pretense, not unlike the dream that we have every night and sometimes in the afternoon if I get lucky. We drift off to sleep and we make up an imaginary world. And He tells us in this book that we are always sleeping, that the dream itself has no effect. Events are neutral, that we need do nothing. Our thoughts are things and are reflecting back to us in this experience, but He has joined us. I think better said, we have joined Him. We finally reached out from our mind. We've turned within and said, Brother, are You there? And Jesus is your brother, not separate. You're not traveling alone. He's never left us. He came and showed us a pathway which begins within and ends within, as all dreams do. They begin and end with us, each individually awakening from illusion. And He points in this lesson to the unimaginable love of God that is ours, that's already been given in full measure, and only requires our full awareness, our full appreciation, blazing in our mind and keeping it within its kindly light, inviolate. Cannot be violated, it cannot be contaminated, destroyed, or otherwise abused. And we are the beloved. And He is our beloved. With fear behind, which would be the ego mind construct, we can ignore it, we can set it behind, get thee behind us, we can leave it alone, and only peace ahead. And in stillness, how still the way, Your loving children are led along, returning home to heaven, to God, to love, to peace. God is my Father, and His Son loves Him.
And so I simply rest in the reciprocity, the beneficence of this lesson, that I give my full attention and appreciation to love of God, the only relationship that is of any value, holds any value, that as my eye is single upon this, my heart is single upon this, upon the givingness that I am, that all is already given in return. It's this beautiful reciprocity, this oneness that is being expressed here, this principle of giving and receiving as one. And it is in the stillness that the way is revealed and experienced. That we are led in peace together, not alone, in peace together. Never having been abandoned, betrayed, or left. Always in the companionship of the all that is. The Holy Spirit of Jesus and our divine right mind, just always in that companionship and in this stillness, I return home, having dreamed a journey that never was. God is my Father, God is my Father, Mother God, God is my all, my everything, and I am the Beloved, I am the son, daughter, child, innocent, extension and expression that only loves in return. This is what I know, this is what I rest in this day. And so it is.
And so it is. So we join together for another moment of silence. Peace, be still. God is my Father, and his Son loves him. And so it is.
So it is.
We thank you so very much for joining us and for being mighty companions in our journey as we do indeed return to the end of a journey, back to the beginning where the journey began. We love you. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love. it returns.